Hi, my name is Maddie. I'm an undergraduate at Yale in the class of 2026 and have been leading tours at the Yale University Art Gallery as a gallery guide since 2022. Looking at this painting titled Woman and Child, painted in 1894 by the artist Bert Morisot, we gaze into a scene depicting a woman and her motherly relationship with the child in a softly lit pink interior. Morisot was born into a wealthy French family in 1841 and lived in Paris for the majority of her life. Women faced restricted avenues for art instruction, as Paris's most established art school did not begin admitting women until 1896. Despite such gender barriers, Morisot was one of the founders of the Impressionist movement, which officially began in 1874. As is typical of many Impressionist paintings, the brushstrokes here are sketchy and scribbly, which makes it challenging to make out exactly what's happening here. It appears as though this scene was painted very quickly, as if the painter was rushing through her intimate rendering of this room. Whether you're listening to this audio from within the gallery or elsewhere, I find it helpful to develop an understanding of the size of this space relative to our own room. Is the room into which you're peering right now, the one in the painting, bigger or smaller than the room you're currently listening from? It appears as though this room is intimately sized. While you were peering around the corners of the painting, did you notice the bottom half of a white marble sculpture in the upper left? Although there are plenty of sculptures in the Yale University Art Gallery, we're not looking into another museum. We can piece together this upper-class interior by observing all of the elements that make this space a comfortable living room. Pink curtains in the background and a plush sofa in the foreground. What else do you notice that makes this scene a domestic drawing room? Whereas the white marble sculpture is a clear marker of wealth and status, so are the clothes worn by the two figures depicted here. At the right of the image, we're able to enumerate each luxurious brushstroke on the plump blue sleeve of the woman's dress. Take a moment to count them. Towards the center of the painting, however, the painting loses the distinction between the brushstrokes and the fashionable figures themselves appear to blend together. Look closely below the feet of the marble statue. The woman's fingers are barely distinguishable as her skin blends in with the fabric of the child's dress, perhaps accidentally, as the two figures' arms tenderly connect. Who are we looking at? Surprisingly, this painting does not depict an impromptu moment between a doting mother and her child, but rather a posed scene between two models. In fact, Morisot often hired models to appear in her paintings. So, like the other works in the gallery, this scene has been specially curated by an artist, in this case, Bert Morisot, for an audience of anonymous onlookers, in this case, you and me. Keeping that in mind, return to examining the sketchy brushstrokes that furnish this intimate exchange between a young woman and child. In particular, notice the flat layers of blue and pink underneath the surface of paint that reveal the texture of the canvas. Morisot has generated a tender scene with shockingly few brushstrokes and unusually little paint. Keep looking. Does this scene that first seemed impromptu now read as intentional?